Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Glad you have decided to join us for today for 5 minutes. I received a question recently from someone online about why, now that they are ministering from a grace perspective, they're not seeing the miracles that they had seen before. I want to use the scriptures to deal with the topic of signs and wonders. And I want to start in Acts chapter 14. Paul and his traveling brother Barnabas, they find themselves in Iconium and they're preaching the gospel in a Jewish synagogue. Now, a lot of Jews and Gentiles, great multitudes of them, come to the meetings and come to a saving knowledge of Christ. But that brings out anger in many of the unbelieving Jews. Now, they're unbelieving in Christ, but they're devout in their Judaism, and they stir up a lot of Gentiles in the city, turning them against Paul and Barnabas. But according to the third verse, week after week, they boldly in the Lord proclaim the word of his grace. They have perseverance, and they have the message. So Paul keeps right on preaching the message of grace, no matter how much opposition he is facing from those who are not happy about it. Well, what were the Jews really opposed to? Were they opposed to God? No. They loved God with all their heart, tried to love him with all their heart, soul, strength, and mind. Were they opposed to Gentiles being converted? Apparently, that wasn't the case. They were letting them into their synagogue in the first place. It was what Paul was preaching. It was the word of God's grace that Paul continued to preach that caused him so much trouble. And the reason for this is they felt that salvation had much to do with keeping the law, and Paul simply would not give in to this way of thinking and this way of presentation. So no matter how much opposition they present, Paul just continues to be bold in his preaching of grace. And that's what I want to do. I want to be one of those who uses my boldness not to beat people up or expose people's lives, but to boldly proclaim the finished work of Jesus and the free favor of God. So the more Paul preaches grace, the more the Jewish adherents to the law become infuriated. So as if to help back the message that Paul's preaching, God steps in Acts 14:3 and granted signs and wonders to be done at their hands. The more that Paul proclaimed God's grace and favor, the more that God responded by bringing forth mighty miracles. And these miracles were to put God's seal of approval on the message that was being presented. Jesus never performed a single miracle until the Father first said of him in Matthew 3, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." With that well-pleasing knowledge was the power to perform. So I believe that the more God's grace is preached boldly, without reservation and without fear, the more that God will respond in giving the church signs and wonders. I think a lot of what we considered signs and wonders were emotional attachments, but signs and wonders that will minister to who Christ is are only going to follow grace. This is why you should never fear you could preach too much grace. I mean, grace is Jesus, so saying you preach too much grace is like saying you could preach too much Jesus. There's just simply no such thing. Ask a sinner how to get to heaven, and most of them are going to say something about doing something. Do good, don't do bad. In fact, most of them are going to even quote the Ten Commandments. How can we fear that they're going to get too much grace? They're already so full of law, it's leaking out of their pores. So if the multitude of the city was divided over what Paul is preaching, it stands to reason there's still a division to this day. Not everybody's going to turn to God's grace and favor. A lot of people will. Those who respond with faith are going to see great things done in their lives, and God's going to change them from the inside out. When grace becomes the chief message of the church, there's going to be mighty miracles done, and no one's going to be able to attribute it to man. God's going to get the glory. Jesus is going to be proclaimed. And man's self-dependencies and exaltations are going to be knocked down. That's what you'll get when you preach too much grace. Grace to you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.